Yesterday in our discussion of Chukos Ha'akum, we touched upon the question of placing flowers on top of a grave and the concerns that some poskim have with that practice, and whether it is not a concern of Chukos Ha'akum. And in the context of that discussion, the question was raised as to why it is that we have the minhag to place a stone on top of a matzeva at a Beis HaKvaros. What is the basis for that minhag? Where did that minhag come from? So the truth is, if one looks in Siman Reish Chaf Dalet, both in the Bar Hetev there and in the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Shulchan Aruch there is discussing Hilchos Brachos, the bracha that one recites upon seeing a Kever Yisrael. So on that sip in Shulchan Aruch, both Bar Hetev and Eliyahu Rabbah quote the following. They quote from the Drashos Maharash. Drashos Maharash, one of the great Gedolim of Germany, back in, I think, the 1400s or so. They quote the Drashos of the Maharash, who says as follows, that which people take a rock, a stone, and place it on top of the matzeva, he says this is simply for kavod hames, in order to show that somebody was there. Okay, like we actually had suggested that yesterday. Simple, just indication that someone has come to visit the kever. Placing a rock there is a simple way of indicating that someone came to the kever. So it's what he writes is kavod hames. Very simple, kavod hames. Okay, that's a good question. That's the responsibility of their mishpacha. What are you going to do? That's the Drashas Maharash. This is quoted also in contemporary Svarim that speak about Hakamas Matseva. For example, there's a sefer called Mishkan HaNefesh, contemporary collection of Minhagim and Halachas related to the Matseva, Hakamas Matseva. See, he there cites the following. He says that, aside from that very practical explanation for the minhag, there's another explanation given for the minhag. This found in Sefer Yosef Ometz, also one of the early Achronim from Germany, Yosef Yisvahan, in the 1500s in Frankfurt. And he says the following. He says, Re'isi medaktikin, I've seen those who are particular, Menichin even agabe hamatseva, to place a stone on top of the matseva. But his explanation is somewhat different. He says, the omrim, and they say, shemoil, that there's a benefit to putting the rock on the matseva, shelo tia kriasa kasha la Talmud. Because otherwise, reading the matseva might impair one's ability to remember his learning. Now, what is that based on? That apparently is a reference to the Gemara in Horios. The Gemara in Horios in Daf Yud Gimel and Beis cites Asara Dvarim Kashim Limud, 10 things that the Gemara says are going to make one's learning more challenging. And the Gemara quotes a number of whole long list of items. Someone who stares at the face of a mace is one such item quoted in the list in the Gemara. And V'yesh Omim, and some say, Af HaKore K'sav Shal Gabi HaKever. Even when he reads the ksav that's on the kever is something which is koshel limud. That's the Gemara in Horios and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Now, interestingly enough, it's perhaps based on this Gemara that if you look in Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss's Tshuvas in Chela Gimel, he says that some have the practice nowadays that they read the writing of the matseva publicly, probably referring to the what is now the common minhag in many circles, that when there's Hakamas Matseva, so you read the Matseva out. So Dayan Weiss writes, he says, I don't think that's a minhag vasikin, he says. I don't think that's the original minhag. After all, the Gemara, he doesn't spell this out, but presumably he's worried about the Gemara that says that it's Kashla Limud, Kashla Talmud. So why then would that become the minhag? In fact, some of these Sfarim write that the original minhag was back in Europe, going back 300 years, that the Shamish of the Chevra Kedisha went by himself, the basic Kvaris, put up the Matseva, and that was it. It wasn't a public ceremony as it is today. Okay. But Dayan Weiss says he thinks that's not a minhag basikin to read the Matseva Barabim, perhaps based on this Gemara. In fact, in Eliyahu Rabba, the same Eliyahu Rabba quotes the minhag of putting the stone on the Matseva. He writes also, he says, in Sefer Mane Loshon, he writes that when he reads the ksav that's on the Matseva, it's kosher l'shikcha. So to counteract that, he says, he writes, say Ahava Rabba until the Ahava. Sounds like he's saying, say the bracha of Ahava Rabba. I'm not sure how you can say the bracha, just stamazoi in the middle of the day. But, okay, they both allude to this idea that there's a kosher l'shikcha concern of reading the Matseva. So back to the Yosef Hahn, the Sefer Yosef Ometz. He says, the medakta can put the stone on top of the Matseva. They say that that counteracts that concerning the Gemara and Yehorius. The Gemara says that's kosher l'shikcha. Somehow putting the stone there is going to make it not kosher l'shikcha. That's what he writes. And the Yosef Ometz says, he says, v'efsher shekabola hi mikadmonim. He doesn't really himself have independent confirmation of the basis for this minhag. He says that's what people do. That's what they say. Maybe they have a Kabbalah. Maybe they have a tradition. He himself is not, justifying it or giving his own a stamp of approval. He's saying this is what I've seen a doctor Kim do. They put the stone on the Matseva, and they say it's because it's supposed to counteract the kosher l'shikcha concerns of reading the ksav on the Matseva. Oh, so you're saying if you don't put the stone on and you walk away, is that a bizon hames you're asking? So according to the first interpretation we gave from the Eliyahu Rabba in the name of the Drasha Maharash, that it's meant to be a kavod hames to show somebody was there, then you're right, you should be dafka put the stone on top of the matseva. According to this interpretation that the Yosef Ometz quotes, that it's more of an antidote, if you will, to the Gemara's concerns that reading the ksav on the matseva is kosher l'shikcha. Okay, so it's only a problem if you're reading the ksav, and then the stone is not really a question of kavod hames at all. It's just for your own benefit. Tapping stones, that I don't know anything about. That I couldn't tell you. I could talk about putting stones on the maseva. The tapping stones, that I don't know. That sounds a little more perplexing, shall we say. So in Sefer Rivo Sefraim, Rephaim Greenblatt, Michael Kress, he cites a tshuva from Rabbi Yosef Tzofati. I'm not sure who that is, but he cites a tshuva that he was given from this apparently Sephardish Rav, who says very simply the following. He says, the nafkamina between these two interpretations as to what the minhag to put the stone on the matzeva is based on is the following. According to the Drasha Maharash, that it's all covered in mace. Okay, so before you leave, you put the stone on the matzeva before you go. But according to the Yosef Ometz, that's based on counteracting the shikha of reading the matzeva. So then he says you should put on the matseva as soon as you get there, before you start reading it. Right away, as soon as you get there, put the stone on there right away. I think our minhag is more commonly to put it on before you leave. That seems to be the more common minhag, which would be more in line with the pashup shot of the minhag, just to show kavod hames that somebody was there. Somebody was there. One more interpretation that the Rivo Sefraim again cites from this Rav Yosef Tzofati, and this is more of a Kabbalistic interpretation, so I can't comment on it whatsoever other than just to read you what he writes. This is Rivo Sefraim, Chelek Ches, Simen and Aleph. He says that there's a sefer authored by Rav Suleiman Mutsafi, I'm a kubel, I'm not sure who, who says that you should bedafka remove the stone that you placed on the matzeva before you leave. Put it there when you get there and take it off before you leave. That's a whole different interpretation. He says, I'll pi Kabbalah, and again, I don't know what this is all about, but he says that there is a remez gadol in putting the even on the matseva, that you're inviting a nitzutz of the neshama to come down to the matseva, and then when you leave, you should take it away so that the neshama also can be chozelim koma. Again, what that means, I don't know, but what emerges is that according to the Drasha Samarash, this is all based on kavod hames to show somebody was there, so the minhag is to put the stone before you leave. According to the Yosef Ometz, it has to do with counteracting the kosher l'shikcha concerns of reading the matseva. Then you put it on the matseva as soon as you get there. And then according to the Mekubalim that this Rav Yosef Ephraim quotes, put it there when you get there and take it off before you leave. I think our minhag olam is like Drashas Maharash, that it's there as kavod hames. You put it there before you leave and leave it there when you leave. Conclude with one last comment. We spoke about the potential concerns of reading the ksav and the matseva based on the Gemara and Horios. We mentioned the Minchas Yitzchak, who says that the minhag to read the Ksav of the Matseva, but Rabim, he says, he doesn't think is an old minhag. In another sefer on Hakamas Matseva called Metzudas Tzion, they quote from the Or HaShabenu, that's the minhagim of the stipler, that the stipler also felt that reading out the Nusach of the Matseva, he said, was not a mitzvah, not a recommended minhag. Stipler apparently thought that itself might have come from the minhag hagoyim. I guess what in the traditional non-Jewish world, what do they do when they have an unveiling? Is there some process that they have in terms of their unveiling ceremonies? I don't know. The stipler was concerned that the minhag to read the matseva, again, which is a common minhag nowadays, he felt that didn't come from a Jewish source. He thought it might have, he wasn't sure, he said it might have come from a non-Jewish source. But, okay, be that as it may, certainly the putting the stone on the matseva is a minhag that has strong makaros. But the reason is, Pashtus is just to show confirmation that somebody was here davening by the Matseva.